So to talk a little bit about the author, in case people don't know, Giuseppe di Lampedusa was actually a Sicilian prince, like the narrator of this book, born in Palermo in 1896. I guess he spoke many languages and had sampled European literature widely, but he, for many, many years, meditated upon this novel kind of based on a great-grandfather and set in Sicily during the Garibaldian era. But he was 60 years old before he finally started writing it, completed it only a few months before his death. Shortly before he died, I guess he was told by an editor that the book was unpublishable. And it was not until later that an unsigned copy of the manuscript reached the right editor, who brought the story to light. So it's in that way like a quintessential unburied book. Mm-hmm. But this is also a much beloved book.
Yeah.
And I think that partly has to do with the film.
Yeah.
That brings people in, but there's also something else haunting about it, and something so tragic and beautiful about the fact that he wrote this one, like he left this one masterpiece that no one really got to enjoy until after he died. We were going to ask you if you think he would have produced other great works, other great novels, or whether because this is so close to him, that maybe this was like the novel he was born to write and he wouldn't have had much else to say. But I know that you've been reading some of his short works.
I've read, yeah, all that I think is extant and translated into English. I read his quote-unquote, The New Directions subheading for Places of My Infancy, which is only about 60 pages, is a memory. It's not a memoir, because it really is just all he really got down for this one is sort of a map of his family home. And then there's the three stories in the NYRB edition of The Professor and the Siren, one of which is supposed to be the last story in that collection, is called Blind Kittens, and it's the sequel to The Leopard.
What?
There's not too much, I guess I could have looked into it more. It just says it was a story originally conceived as the first chapter of The Fall to the Leopard.
Oh.
And it's only about, it's not very long, but Tancredi shows up.
Oh! Sort of a...
Tancredi shows up as a side character, and it seems to be, it's the same setup as the Leopard. It's another sort of, it's another aristocratic family kind of closed off from a lot of what's happening in the world around them,
mm-hmm.
at least from what we can glean from the 15 or so pages that he got down. I do think he could have produced more. It would have been incredible if his overarching literary project, had he lived, was just a succession of just Italian aristocratic families dying out.
That's more than enough.
So just a case study of each one, because that's basically what he sets out to do with Blind Kittens. And then like if each one became like an auxiliary character to the next one, the way Tancredi shows up in this. But reading about him too, he just seems very melancholic and also lazy. So I don't know how much he would have actually done at the same time.
Yeah.
I think there's a quote where he says he liked to spend something close to 12 hours a day alone in seclusion. Well, yeah, but actually awake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just sitting there.
And I think in the NYRB intro to Professor and the Siren, there's some information about his cousin, who's a poet and who's already pretty successful. And I think that he was both very happy for his cousin and also could not imagine how he could achieve what his cousin had at the same time.
Mm-hmm. He achieved a lot, though.
Right, I know. I mean, sometimes an author can write one book, but that book overshadows people who wrote and like had an entire jobbing career of just like publication after publication.
Yeah.
And even though this is a first novel, I mean, it's so accomplished. It doesn't read as tyro in any kind of way.